to you live from our studio in Johannesburg on this beautiful Friday morning, the 8th of November 2024, corresponding with the 6th of Jamad al-Ula, 1446. Ya Rabbi lakal hamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultanik. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا عهده الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of يوم الجمعة. May Allah Ta'ala grant you and Apa Afiyat. Allah accept all the good deeds and amals of the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wassalam. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Zakaria, and thank you very much to our brother Bonface here. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Our brother Junaid Khan, yesterday they operated on him, and I spoke to him after the operation. He was in good spirits. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. The operation was a success. That's what he informed me. We all continue making dua for our Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota, Junaid Khan. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Shifa'i Kamil. Allah grant him Siha Afia. And all those people who are ill and sick, Allah Jalla Wala grant all of them Shifa'i Kamil, Ajil Mustamir. Allah Mashfihim Jami'an Ya Rabbal Alameen. And all those who passed away with Iman and Islam, Allah Jalla Wala grant all of them maghfirat and Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. Sorry about that. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 6th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 39, Surah Az-Zumar, and verses 56, 57, and 58. It's human nature. Whenever they are found guilty, then they have certain excuses, and then they will cite certain reasons as well. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is speaking about human failure. I told you what you need to do, that you must bring Iman through faith, you must repent and turn more more and more to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Almighty Allah informs us in chapter 39, Surah Zumar, and verse number 56. Antaqula nafsui. Antaqula Allah taqula. The lam is hidden there, meaning lest the human being says, so that no human being says this on the day of justice. Antaqula nafsuya hasrata ala ma farrattu fi jambillah. So no human being should say then, nafsui, no person, no human being should say, ya hasrata, woe to me. Woe to me is for regret and remorse and afsos. Alama farratu, in all what I neglected, what I supposed to do, I did not do. I wasted my time, killed time, and neglected my obligations and duties. Fi jambillah. This word fi jambillah means fi qurbillah. In those actions, in those speech that will bring me nearer, closer to Almighty Allah. So I did not do that. I did everything that human being will say, which took me further and further away from Almighty Allah, from Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Islam, like we see today. Wa in kuntu lamina sakhirin, and indeed I was from those people who used to make a mockery of Islam, ridicule the message and the messenger. So human being, tomorrow don't come with that excuse here. I'm warning you already, because Almighty Allah's knowledge, all embracing, all encompassing, and nothing obscure and hidden from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So those type of excuses will not be accepted in the court of Almighty Allah on the day of justice. O taqul, or less that human being says, that human being must not come and make this excuse tomorrow on the day of justice. Lo anna Allah hadani lakuntu minal muttaqin. That he says, that no, if Allah wanted, he could have guided me. And then lakuntu minal muttaqin, then I should be from the pious people. So here we see again, that shifting the blame. How many a time the husband and wife, the husband is the guilty party, but to just exonerate himself, to prove that he's innocent, now he will shift the blame to the wife and so forth. We experience that so many a time. So this human being, Allah forbid, now he wants to blame Almighty Allah for his own folly. We see today the gay brigade, they do the same thing, that they apportion the blame to Almighty Allah for their gay business. They say, nay, God Almighty created me like this. Not Adam and Eve, but Adam and Steve. So these are the shaitans. You must remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will never accept their tawbah when they have that mentality. So they must be the one. Therefore, Quran teaches us in Surah 6, chapter number 6, Surah An'am, and verse number 148. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, سَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, the people who are non-Muslims and committed shirk and ascribe somebody something to Allah, idols and what have you, what they will say, لو شاء الله, if Almighty Allah decreed, ما أشركنا ولا آباؤنا ولا حرمنا من شيء, that we should not have committed shirk and worshipped the idols, nor our forefathers should have worshipped it. So it shows now they want to apportion the blame to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter number 6 and verse number 148. So similarly here also, don't come with this excuse tomorrow and say that لو أن الله هداني لكنت من المتقين, that if Almighty Allah wanted, he could have granted us that hidayat and guidance, then we should be from the very pious people. Iman must be acquired, not it must be imposed upon you. This dunya and this world is darul imtihan, is a place of test. And you must make your own decision, because you are the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. Allah gave you that freedom. So you choose your religion. La ikraha fi din, chapter 2, verse 256. And in Islam, there will be no compulsion on a non-Muslim. We're not going to come with a gun or a sword and put by your neck and say you must embrace Islam. It has to come from within. In the inner recesses of your heart, much. You must have that firm conviction that there is no success except in Islam, and the only panacea solution for human being. And if you want true success, is Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. The person must believe from the inner recesses of his heart and must declare the true faith and say, I bear witness that truly there is none worthy of worship but Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And I also bear witness that Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the last and final Prophet and Messenger of Almighty Allah. Or another trick they will try and say, Oh taqul, or less they say, the person says, so you will not be able to say that, hina taral adab, when they see the punishment. Now that soul, that person sees the punishment. Lo anna li karra, that if I have another chance, if I have another opportunity to come back to this world, فَأَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, then I will be from those people who will fulfill my duty with beauty. I will be the wonderful Muslim, and I will lead by example and all that. All this here is just thinking and just wild aspirations and so forth. Nothing is going to happen. Quran Sharif taught us, chapter 66, verse number 7, is the day of justice. Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru, Almighty Allah addressing me and you as Muslims, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, 89 different places. Ye to aashiqana khitab hai. This is an address filled with love and compassion. Everywhere Allah is elevating our rank and status. For the non-Muslims, chapter 66, verse 7, the converse, Allah mentions it only once, and that to humiliate and disgrace them on the day of justice. Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru, la ta'tadhirul yawm. O you non-Muslims who are sane and mature, irrespective of which religion, which faith, which culture you belong to, remember that la ta'tadhirul yawm. Do not cite any excuses today, the day of justice. Innama tujzawna ma kuntum ta'malun. You will be punished according to your deeds and your actions. Everlasting hellfire and everlasting doom and gloom. And this is for every non-Muslim who is sane and mature. And the verses are clearly enshrined in the noble Quran. Chapter 33, verses 64-65, Almighty Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. Verily, Allah has already cursed the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, and they're going to die in that state and condition, and already prepared for them the blazing fire in the inferno. They will dwell and stay in it forever and ever, everlasting doom and gloom. Allahumma jirna minan nar. Allah save us from the fire. And then, la yajiduna waliyyu wala nasira. Then there is no one to protect them and help them. Chapter 33, verses 64-65. The mushrikeen, those who are associating, ascribing partners, idols to Allah, Allah forbid. Chapter 4, verse 48. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi. Verily, Almighty Allah Jalla wala will not allow that those people to go to Jannah, and Allah will not forgive them when they have committed shirk and ascribe somebody something to Almighty Allah and associated partners and idols and so forth. Third one, that is chapter 4, verse 48. Third verse for those people who are condemned forever, and that is chapter chapter 4, verse 145, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, Innal Munafiqina fi Darkil Asfali Minan Nar, that those people there who just paid lip service to Islam, and in this day and this age, there's no shortage of them. You look at the Arab world, you look at the Muslim world, and so forth. Innal Munafiqina fi Darkil Asfali Minan Nar, those hypocrites who only paid lip service to Islam, the heart was devoid of iman, faith and conviction, so they will be dispatched to the lowest layer of Jahannam and the dungeons and prisons of the hellfire. So chapter 4, verse number 145. So there you have it, folks. And we can see, so always beg Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa shirki wa nifaqi. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from blasphemy, from polytheism, idol worship and hypocrisy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now we start with our news, views, interviews. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 6th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. Gaza genocide. Today, Friday, Yom al-Jumu'ah, the honorable blessed day. Day number 399. Can you imagine tomorrow will be 400 days? And remember, these are the news, views, interviews. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, 9 more jutlas dispatched straight to hell, and they will be roasted, toasted in Jahannam and the hellfire. We have no empathy, sympathy for any American, any Jew, any Israeli, any British, Indian who is there fighting and what have you against the Palestinians, Muslims, and they dispatch them straight to hell. We say very happy about that. We say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. And now the Jews, majority of the Jews, they voted against Trump. How you like that there in the American election? And the majority of the Muslims voted for Trump. I repeat that, majority of the Jews voted against Trump. And remember, majority of the Muslims, they voted for Trump because they were so fed up with what Biden and Kamala and the Democrats were doing there in Palestine and in Gaza and so forth and so on. The Haaretz newspaper writes, BB, Netanyahu will never leave power. He is the butcher of Gaza and the walker. But wa makarallah, they plot and plan, and Allah has his master plan. Inshallah, they all will be kicked out, ajilan ghayra ajil, very soon, rather sooner than later. Now see, the world is condemning Israel and criticizing them. If you know anything of Jerusalem, and if you go to Jabal Zaytun, Mount Olive, and you have a wonderful view from there of Masjid al-Aqsa and Qubbat al-Sakhra, they say Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha is buried there. We can't say 100%, but that is what he said when we went up there several times. So remember that there is a small little church, and that church belongs to France. So now the foreign minister of France and them are there, and Israeli police and guards don't want to allow them to go inside. So they said, this is our property from 1948. You must get out from here, and then we want access and so forth. You got no right to be encroaching on our property. So France has said they will summon the Israeli ambassador today there in Paris, and they will give him a tongue lashing and so forth. So these are the haramis, remember that, humiliated, disgraced and punished till the day of Qiyamah, and all that is mentioned in the noble Quran. But when you have a coin, on that coin something is stamped on it. So disgrace and humiliation is stamped upon the Jutlas and the Haramis and the Jews. And remember the Zionists also, we must name them, shame them and nail them. You know, in Lebanon there are so many important places for Christians, historical churches and places there. If you know Lebanon, so whether it is Tyre or whether it is Baalbek. Baalbek is what we call Baal Bakka. So all these places, but Israel is attacking indiscriminately, murdering and killing babies, children. I said it yesterday, I will repeat it again today. Israel is the biggest killer of babies and children. I repeat, Israel, Jutlas, Zionists, you are the biggest killer of babies and children in the world today. What a shame and disgrace. So the Lebanese government politicians appealing to UNESCO that they have to intervene and bring this up to the United Nations and so forth and so on. A grenade attack targeted by the Israeli embassy in Denmark. So that's very good. Remember, anybody attacks American interests, Israeli interests, we will support them. So you want the war? We will give you a war, remember that. So some little bit aid now is trickling in northern Gaza and so forth. Obviously, it's too little, too late, but they want to save face because the whole world has condemned Israel and America and so forth. Trump says he will speak to Putin, you see that? So he's starting and shaping his cabinet already. He appointed one minister already. This side in Israel, they appointed their minister of defense and the minister of foreign affairs and what have you. So that all changes are taking place. So Biden said and Kamala Harris said to Trump, and they said there will be a peaceful transition, that we will walk out and you and your cabinet walk in. So both parties humiliated, disgraced, and both sides are haramis. No power in Cuba. Hurricane Rafael came, and I wonder from where they get these names, because many of these names are Arabic names. So Rafael, so that's how the pronunciation will be in Arabic. So nevertheless, and now most of the island there, that no power, and now slowly, slowly they're trying to sort things out. Very bad, second time in 1 month this has happened. Then here we find in Turkey, big, big protest against him. So you must remember this, Turkish leader and so forth, that he speaks about, we are against Israel and so forth, but they're dealing with them and they're selling this to them. So the Muslims and people who have conscience and justice are holding up those ships and saying that you can't be traveling there to Israel and that going there. So that is a very, very good move to humiliate them. You must remember the Turkish parliament and so forth. Huge chaos there in Mozambique and clashes there right in Maputo, and they say that Frelimo has stolen the elections and it was all cooked up, and it seems like that also. So the aspirations of the people are not met, therefore elections today in most places. You must remember the incumbent wins, but it is rigged and so forth. You look at so many countries. Pakistan, the opposition won Imran Khan's party, but where is he? He's in jail, and the crooks are the one running the government. What a shame and disgrace for supposedly a Muslim country. Let's come to South Africa. You must remember that Malema. So Malema is the leader of the EFF, the Economic Freedom Fighters. So he spoke against the previous government in Botswana and they banned him. But now the opposition party won, and now they lifted the ban and they said, Mr. Malema, that you are welcome and you must come for the inauguration of the president there in Botswana. So today Mr. Malema will be going to Botswana, that he will be one of the guests for the inauguration of the president in Botswana. The EFF is imploding. Why is it imploding? So many senior members are leaving EFF and joining Zuma. Zuma is an interesting character, I told you that. The first time I went to Robben Island and they told us that they used to play chess in their free time. I'm not saying chess is permissible, I'm giving you news, views, interviews. And the grandmaster of the chess was Zuma. He outplayed Malema, Zuma outplayed Mandela and Sisulu and Mbeki and all us India people. Nobody could beat him in chess. So till today he's playing chess and he laughs, you see. Now his latest guy, he took out his who? Senior counsel advocate Dali Mpufu. You see that? So Dali is also leaving EFF whilst he was one of the founders, and he said, when this party is wasting time, let me go to MK, and then we join Zuma. Zuma is a winning team, and remember, so that's what's happening to EFF, and they are the one who are imploding. The rand is getting weaker and weaker, whilst the dollar is getting stronger and stronger after the Trump victory. You know, Trump is now blowing his trumpet and so forth and so on. So Putin greeted him, or Xi Ping, and all of them made some ping pong also, and they also greeted him and so forth. So let's tell you what's happening here by us. So inshallah, between 8:30 and 9, Mufti Aku with Mona Zahid Khan. 10 to 10:30 will be the nikah announcements. Any one of you, your son, your daughter, grandchildren, family member getting married, just send us the nikah announcements. Inshallah, send it now, 084-786-3132, or send it to my phone, and that is 071-888-1184. Just send the invite, the announcement. I don't want long stories, and then we will forward it to Mona Zahid, inshallah. Last night after Isha, I went to meet Haji Farooq Sahab. He was the great Khalifa of Hazrat Mohana Masihullah Khan Sahab, Nawar Allah Marqadahu. Hazrat Masihullah Khan Sahab passed away in 92 on a Friday, and he, Haji Farooq Sahab, passed away in 98 on a Friday. So Allah grant all of them Jannat al-Firdaus. So Bhaijan is here in the country. So we spent about half an hour, 40 minutes last night with him. And then the program for him today, he will be Jummah here in Masjid Umar Farooq in Lands. And tonight... tonight, Imaf about that in Marlboro, and tomorrow night day in Roshni. And today, our khutbah from Makkah will start at around 11:05 South African time, their time around 12:05. So 11:05 South African time. And today, the khutbah, sermon, and salat will be rendered by Sheikh Usama Khayyat. And after the khutbah, salat, then we will translate it, make dua, inshallah al-Aziz. And my Jummah, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, will be here in the Sabri Masjid in Lanesia, Rose Avenue. Adhan is at 12:20. The Bayan will be 12:25. It will not be live on Markaz Sahaba, but inshallah, we will try. I'll try and record it, and then we'll send out the podcast. So may all might Allah make easy for us. Mawsalim, we have 16, 17 minutes for the Q&A. So let's fire up, inshallah al-Aziz.
Mufti Sahab, to read 41 Yasin Khatam for the sick person, is this a sunnah practice? Please advise.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. To read Surah Yasin anytime, morning time, evening time, anytime, very good. And it is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Inna li kulli shay'in qalba wa qalbu al-Qur'an Surah Yasin, that everything has a nucleus and a heart, and the heart of the noble Qur'an is Surah Yasin. You read Surah Yasin once, you receive the reward of reciting the noble Qur'an 10 times. But remember, this 41 has no basis, nor is it mentioned in the Quran Sharif, nor is it mentioned in the authentic ahadith of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some person from India, Pakistan, or somewhere maybe suggested it, but our people will elevate it and say it's sunnah. Once you start saying things that are not sunnah, then that becomes a bid'ah and an innovation not permissible. So if you read Yasin one time, five time, 10 time, 20 time, 40 time, 41 time, permissible. But once you start saying that it becomes sunnah, then that is totally wrong. So my advice, read it once, twice, and that is sufficient. And read it properly rather than just rushing through with it. Allah ke yaha ginti nahi, Allah ke yaha wazan hai. Allah never counts the actions, Allah weighs the actions. Learn learn to fulfill our duty with beauty. Yesterday I told Hazrat Bhaijaan, Hazrat Farooq Sahib Rahimullah San, Hazrat, amare mulk mein bewafai bohot hai. 90%, 80% of the people don't have any time to fulfill their duty with beauty. By hook or by crook, they just want to fill their pockets, you must remember. That is the tragedy of Pakistan, and that is the tragedy of South Africa as well.
Kisab, my husband recently opened a business, Shukr. I would like to find out what can I read for barakah and prosperity in the business.
Not only must you read, my sister, you have to do actions. First action, you open your shop last week, last month, whenever or so. Or you opening shop today. Quran Kareem teaches us these verses here. وَأَمُرْ أَهَلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. The last page of the 16th Supara, 16 Jews. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, command your family members, they must perform their salat on time. And you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you must be constant with your salat. Obviously, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be constant, but to show humanity and posterity the lesson, the leader has to lead by sample and example. You see that? So we have to become examples for our children, grandchildren. The teacher, principal, has to become sample and example for the learners and the students and so forth and so on. La nas'aluka rizqa. We don't ask you for risk and sustenance. Nahnu narzukuk. We will grant you your provision and sustenance. So that is what Quran is saying. And remember that you must read Walillahi al-asma'ul husna fad'uhu biha. Chapter 7, verse number 180. The 99 names of Almighty Allah. Allah has commanded us that we should be reading that. And if you study Bukhari Sharif, Man Hafidaha Dakhal Al Jannah, you by heart the 99 names of Allah Jalla Wala, you go to Jannah and Paradise. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Man Ahsaha Dakhal Al Jannah, and whosoever looks inside and read the 99 names of Allah, then also you go to Jannah. And about Salat is connected to your rizq and sustenance, and your rizq and sustenance is connected to your namaz, to your prayer, to your salat. Chapter number 20, Surah Taha, and verse number 132, and chapter 65, verse number 2 and 3. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whosoever adopts the quality of taqwa, we carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts simultaneously, Allah will take you out from difficult situations. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah will give you risk and sustenance from where you never ever expected or anticipated. Read, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Razzaq, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhab, Ya Basitu, Ya Basitu. But do all the other things as well that I mentioned. Allah will give the makan and the makin, the people there in the shop and in the house, and remember the business, everything barakah, provide blessing, provided that your merchandise and goods are halal and there's no contamination, adulteration of haram merchandise and goods.
Of Kisab, can we read the English translation of the Quran in the state of Hayy?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, chapter number 56, Surah Waqia, verse number 79, La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. If it is Quran Sharif, only the glorious Quran, and only the Arabic text, there is no translation and so forth, then one cannot read the Quran Sharif unless you are clean. So when a lady is in a menses, or she is in nifas and a postnatal, or husband wife, they had conjugal relationship, you must remember that, and now they are in that ceremonial impurity where you need the first ghusl, compulsory mandatory bath, then you can't touch the Quran nor can you read the Quran. So if you, my sister, you are in your haid, your menses, you are in your postnatal, your nifas, and you want to read the translation Quran, although there might be some Arabic text, text. So don't touch the Arabic, but if you read it, for example, that you are reading Ma'ariful Quran or Tafsir Usmani or something like that, so that would be permissible, remember that. But if you are in your clean state and you want to read Quran Sharif, then you don't require wudu. But to touch Quran, remember, only for that you must have wudu, and that is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 56 verse 79, la yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun.
It is permissible for Muslim women who are teachers to go over to Dubai and teach without a mahram and living alone in Dubai.
Remember, whether it is Dubai or whether it's Hong Kong or whether it is India, Pakistan or London, New York or Russia, Moscow or wherever, absolutely haram. Yeah, all parties are to blame. 50, 60 years ago, one person came to the Maulvi Sahib, to the Maulana, the Imam. He said, Maulana, tamani khabar che, you know what? Mari dikri jai, my beloved daughter is going London jai, and she's going to become a doctor banwani che, you see? So those days to become doctor, and that was something very big, you know. So then he told the Maulana, make dua for my beloved daughter, my decree. So the Maulana gave him jawab, ala uslubil hakim, like a wise person. He told him that you're sending your daughter out in the rain and telling me she must not get wet. So yeah, the parents are to blame also. Why you send your daughter there? Why did you give permission? Because they're going to pay them in dollars, or the wages is very good. So she will stay there. Who is going to supervise the activities? Will she be reading Salat or not? Will her belief system be the same? Dubai is one of the worst places to go in the world. You must remember that. My fatwa and verdict is this. Dubai, as far as the government goes, they're in Abu Dhabi. In Arabic, it's Abu Dhabi. Not Abu Dhabi, like how you all say. Proper Arabic, Abu Dhabi. And Dubai. And that is the Arabic translation, words, pronunciation. But anyway, you just say Dubai and Abu Dhabi, for you is all right. So, that this government, they are pakka kufar government. Since when MBS and his cronies are Muslim, everything to harm Muslims and so forth they will do. They ban the Tabligh Jamaat, and remember the khutbah today. They will just send out one khutbah, all the imams, just like parrots, must look at it and read there. And every vice is legalized there, basically. You must remember, they all have casinos, they got wine, dine and swine. So many times I've been there, openly you can see it. They promoting Israel, they attack the people in Gaza with their own pilots and so forth, and you send your daughter there. Don't you have any shame as parents and daughter? Your income is totally haram. You must remember that. Whatever job you are doing, you can't be going alone there and putting your iman at risk just for this dunya and for the lousy wages you get. So that is our fatwa. And remember, so many of our women, they have boyfriends there, they have affairs there, some get married to the non-Muslims there and so forth. They murtad out of the fold of Islam, and the parents who agree with that, they also murtad, and we must name them, shame them, nail them, excommunicate them. So that is the fatwa Islamically. They have rejected chapter 60, Surah Mumtahina, verse number 10. La hunna hillu lahum wa la hum yahilluna lahun. It's not permissible for any Muslim lady in any part of the world to marry any non-Muslim male, and it's not permissible for any non-Muslim male to marry a Muslim lady. So that is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 60 verse 10. And when a person becomes murtad and an apostate, hadith Bukhari Sharif, man baddala deenahu faqtulu, then the capital punishment is applicable for male and female. For female, the hadith of Umm Marwan is mentioned in Daraqutni. So that is the fatwa and verdict.
Our family is planning a family reunion, and they want to write a book detailing the history, the full family tree, including pictures of both families who are alive and deceased. Is this permissible.
Remember, the idea seems very, very noble and so forth. But the problem with the family tree, and now you want to have a grand reunion. Our family is in South Africa. Viva South Africa, you see. And from where we came from India, from Palanpur, Saharanpur, Dabelpur, Kolwatpur, and all the Saharanpur, and wherever poor you came. But that tree got many, many thorns, you must remember. Be honest about it. 100, 500,000 of you get together in a certain place, right? Resort or whatever. How much intermingling will take place, male and female? One. How will the woman be dressed on that day? Two. Three, how many cell phones will be busy with the videos and the photos and all these type of things? Four, how many people will be really reading their salat on time and so forth? Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi in his book Al-Halal Wal-Haram Fil Islam, which I have, remember, Arabic, English, the lawful and unlawful, or lawful and prohibited in Islam. So in there he wrote a wonderful muqaddama. I don't agree with all his fatwas, obviously, and his verdicts, but some fatwas he gave are brilliant and excellent. In the starting, he wrote one muqaddama introduction. He said, a good intention does not justify a haram action, you must remember. So be honest, there will be much more haram and things that are not permissible, and we think we're doing very good and so forth. So therefore, these type of reunions which are encroaching upon the Sharia, totally haram and not permissible.
Kisab, is Muhammad Daniel a good name to keep?
Remember, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name, Nami Ismi Grami, is excellent, the best name. Muhammad means for me and you, so the one who Allah is praising. But for Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad means sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time, continuously. And he, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nami is mentioned four times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 47 is called Surah Muhammad, named after the Master Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the other name Ahmad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is enshrined in the Noble Quran. Chapter 61, verse number 6: Wa mubashiram bi rasuli yaati min badismu Ahmad. I, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose name is Ahmad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also. So I praise Allah the most. So Muhammad, excellent. Daniel, so Mawlana Salim remembered this. Very interesting. Qutufuha Daniyah. Yea, in this world the fruits are on top and the roots at the bottom. There in Jannat al-Firdaus, the roots are on top, you must remember, and the fruits right at the bottom, right in front of our mouth. We don't have to shake the tree. We don't have to throw a stone for that, you understand, plum and fruit and what have you. So, Kutu, so Daniyal, so Daniyah. So Daniyah, Dan, very near. And Yal, Al-Il, Allah. So Daniel, you want to keep the name for your beloved son? So it means the one who is very, very close to Almighty Allah. He, Nabi Daniel, alayhi salatu salam, was a prophet and messenger. Obviously, Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the last and the final messenger. So you can keep Muhammad only, you can keep Daniel only, or you keep Muhammad Daniel. All acceptable. Last question, Maulana.
Okay, Sam, do we need to remake our wudu after changing a baby's diaper?
So nothing came out from you, no najasat, impurity came out from you. So your number one, number two, nothing came out from you. Your wind didn't come out. Your wudu is valid, but you change your baby's diaper and so forth and so on. So your wudu is valid. The baby's najasat, obviously you touched it and whatever. So for that, you must wash your hands properly and and suddenly, but your wudu remains intact. But your tabiat, your own natural disposition, you want to, you say, hey, me, I better make a wudu. That is your own business. But Islam does not say it is compulsory for you to make wudu, and you must not waste water also. So inshallah, we will speak to you 11:05 South African time. Sheikh Usama Khayyat will be delivering the khutbah. Read abundant durood sharif, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. Akthiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. Increase the amount of durood sharif, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surah Kaf also. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullahu khairan ahsan al-jaza, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. Very interesting questions from our listenership. May Allah Ta'ala reward each one of us. And this is the beauty, you know, khairukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa 'allama, the best amongst you are those who learn the Qur'an and teach it to others. Fas'alu ahla dhikri in kuntum la ta'alamun. Ask the learned scholars if you don't understand and if you don't know. So continue sending your questions, inshallah, al-Adiz. There are different sessions of Hazrat Mufti Sahib, question and answer sessions, inshallah, al-Adiz. Hazrat Mufti Sahib will try his best to answer most of the questions. Beautiful saying this morning, Allah does not forget the good that you do, nor does He forget the good that you did to others and the pain you relieved them from. Nor will He forget the eyes which was about to cry, but you made them laugh. Live your life with this principle. And what's the principle? Be good even if you don't receive good, not because for others' sake, but because Allah loves those who do good. What a beautiful day today. Blessed Mubarak day, day of Jum'ah. Do something that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.